Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes, Bav Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chavdalit, Pasuk Chavhei, Kisavi Becherem Leyecha. This is talking about a worker who is working, and he comes into his friend's vineyard to work over there. And he starts eating some of the grapes. Balabas says, excuse me. Well, he can say, back to the Balabas, excuse me. The Torah says, V'yachalta anovim, kinavshecha savecha. The worker's allowed to eat grapes till he's full. He can't eat a chilagasa. Chilagasa means like way over being full. But until he feels comfortable and he's full, he can continue eating. But he can't put it into baskets and carry it away. V'lkel yichol leisite. And the next pasuk tells us, Kisavei bekamas reyecha, that's a field of tfuah, v'katafta melilais biyadecha. Again, the pasuk is teaching us that he's allowed to eat the parts of the tfuah that are like edible, but you can't just start like cutting off huge amounts of tfuah for yourself. But as you're standing there, you know, you can take with your hands, you're allowed to eat. The truth is, we find a similar halach in regard to a behema. The pasuk says, leisach soim shar b'dishai. You can't stop the shar from eating the tfuah when it's threshing on the tfuah. It's lav davka threshing, any other malacha as well. Sakta Mishnah, once again, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. The Elu, the following workers, oichlin min ha-Torah. In other words, the Balabayis, as explained, is obligated to allow them to eat midin Torah, not just als minig medina, or not because of a special tanai, but the Torah says you're allowed to. Now, the Meiri says, where the pasuk says beferish, the worker can eat, even if the minig hamedina is not to eat. So here it's different than in the previous mission. Here, we don't see, well, the minig is not to eat. No, not if it's against the beferish of pasuk. Then that minig is not al pi halacha. Zok the mishnah weiter, a worker who oisa that does malacha with tfuah or peiros bimechuber lekarka that are still connected to the ground. Bishas gemar malacha, at the time that the work is basically finished on this tfuah or pay rice. In other words, he's cutting the tfuah or plucking the pay rice to put them into the kelim of the balabayis. This is when he's allowed to eat. But beforehand, before it's finished, he's not allowed to eat. Vaitra says the Mishnah, uvetalush min hakarka, but a pile that's working with tfuah that has already been detached from the ground. So here it's the other way around. Here it's atchaloy nigmra malachtoy. Let's say he's working with tfuah before it was mamish finished and piled up. Up until that point, there is no chiyuv to separate truma imaiser if you're only eating achilas aroy. Achilas aroy means the temporary kind of achil, like a snack. Once, however, all the work is finished, it's mamish piled up, and now there's a chiyuv to separate truma imaiser. No one can eat from it beforehand. From this point on, the pile has no right to take anything. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, ubedavar shegedulei min ha'aretz. We're talking about things that grow from the ground. That's where he's allowed to eat min ha'Torah. Now we're going to have three examples of where the pile cannot eat. Ve'elu, these workers, these are the ones she'ein oichlin, that cannot eat. A worker who I say that is doing malacha b'mechuber lekarka, with something that is still connected to the ground, b'sho she'ein gemar malacha. The work has not been finished yet. It's not ready to be cut. He was told to dig around the plants to cover up roots, whatever he's doing. So he's not allowed to eat. Ubetolish menakarka, if he's working with things that have already been detached from the ground, he's not allowed to eat me'achash and nigmar melachdai after the work is finished. Let's say the dates, the figs, they're already cut, but he's hired to take a rake and to separate them. They shouldn't be stuck together. As far as meiser is concerned, there's already a chi of meiser. But let's say he's working with wheat, and he's working at the stage where it's already nigmra melachtoi. The water was poured into the flour, which means there's already a chiyuv to separate challah. And that's his job. His job is to knead, or his job is to braid, whatever he's doing. Or to smear things onto the dough. He's not allowed to eat. Vaitra says the Mishnah, ubedavar she'ein gedulei min ha'aretz. If a worker is working with things that don't grow from the ground, let's say he's milking the cow, or working with cheese, he's also not allowed to eat. Okay, so when can he eat? If he's working with something that is mechubel karka, after it's finished. If he's working with things that have been detached from the ground, it's only until he's finished. And we're only talking about things that are geduloi min haaretz. Now really, the psukim in Parshas Kiseitze, they talk about workers, are talking about working with mechubel karka. Right? Remember the psukim that we learned? He's working in a vineyard or he's working on a field. So by the worker, by the human worker, the Torah is talking about working with things that are connected to the ground. By the shar, where the Torah says you can't stop the shar from eating, the Torah is talking about things that have already been disconnected from the ground. We're talking about when it's threshing. Threshing means after the tool is all cut and you step on it to break off the hard peel. But the Gemara darshes in the psukim that the Torah meant for us to put the two together. You can look in the Batanura to see how exactly the Gemara makes that drasha. But basically, from the Adam, we learn that the shar is also permitted to eat, or we can't stop him from eating, should we say, when he's working with things that are mechuber. And from the pile, from the worker, we learn that the pile is also mutter to eat when it's detached. But what can the pile eat when it's detached? It can only eat the things that are described by the shar, something that grows from the ground and wasn't nikmar malachta, like threshing. So again, if it's something that doesn't grow from the ground, like he's milking a cow, or it was nigmar malachta, and his job was just like to separate the dates, as we explained, then the pile cannot eat.